Welcome back to the Savvy Scoop podcast, where we give you the full scoop on all things living your best life. If that's your jam, you are in the right place. New episodes drop every Wednesday for you to enjoy. As always, I'm your host, Shauna Gray. I'm a healthy habits and accountability coach for women looking to create simple habits and routines in their health and homes and growth and development in their lives. If you're a fan of the show, I would so appreciate you rating and giving it a review wherever you listen, or you can also watch the show on YouTube. Hi, if you are right now, and you can subscribe there too so you never miss an episode. Before I start, if you're watching on YouTube, which really as of right now, it's only my kids, I'm showing off that I'm wearing my little M necklace that they gave me for Christmas. Since they are basically my only YouTube fans, I want to make sure they know how much I appreciate them. So I'm showing off my necklace today. Okay, guys? Sorry. Just wanted to give them a little shout out there. So, okay. I take a bit of a different approach to the new year that I actually think will resonate with a lot of you. And maybe it will feel more aligned to you and is something that you want to give a try yourself. So instead of January 1st being my new year, I consider February 1st to be my new year. And it really doesn't matter because the date is whatever. It doesn't matter. But there's so much pressure for January 1st and I can't do it. I can't do it for January 1st. And if you are like me and you can't, then let me take some of the pressure off and let's do this together and make February our new year. So December, I just don't have it. The Christmas craziness is happening. I also love Christmas so much. So I want to enjoy it. And, you know, I'm preparing and watching all the movies and, you know, buying the gifts and doing all the holiday themed events. And that's what I'm thinking about. That's all I'm thinking about. I'm just thinking about like fun and family time and treats. Honestly, that's what I'm thinking about. So I'm certainly not motivated to think about what I want to get after in the next year when honestly, like especially once Christmas is over and we have that like kind of second week of the holiday break, I become the couch. I transform into an extension of the couch. It is the one week of the year that I honestly do nothing. This past year I was sick, which worked out fine, but the year before I did the same. I just do nothing. It is the one week that I'm just like, I'm done. We're not doing anything. And there's no guilt associated with the doing of nothing. I just can't. I don't have it. And I've started to really listen more to my energy. And my energy in December is not about like, let's get after it. Let's go for this end of the year push. Oh, January 1st is coming. I've got to be ready to go with all my goals on January 1st. Because honestly, I've done that. I did it for years. And I would, during that week between Christmas and New Year's, I would just be like, okay, you know, I've got to push and I've got to figure out all my goals. I've got to reflect on my last year and look towards next year. And my head wasn't in it. So then January 1st came and I'm like, okay, we got to get going. And I wasn't motivated to do it. So then, you know, I love the freshness that there is with January. The feeling is great. But if I was to start January 1st, I would literally be starting off my year, and I have in the past, already feeling behind because I haven't figured out all the goals, or I'm forcing myself to figure out the goals when I haven't really taken enough time to think about it. So I don't feel ready to just go for it on January 1st and then I'm feeling defeated and then I'm giving up before I've even got started because I'm like, oh, I'm not ready. And if I didn't start January 1st, well then, okay, goodbye. We're just not going to bother. I mean, it's the starting on Monday, but like, to the next level. Last year I decided no more of this. We're not doing this. We are going to listen to our energy. I allow myself to enjoy myself in December. December is a month of just enjoyment. I am present and I am enjoying the moments. January is my transition month. I'm starting to get some energy back, like, you know, mid month. And towards the end, and that's my transition month when I am figuring out reflecting. And I've done some reflecting on the last year when I'll do like a New Year's post. So then I have done some reflecting, but I've given myself time to reflect and then plan all the things that I want to. And that gets me excited for the fresh start that is February. It worked really well for me last year. So I'm doing it again this year. And maybe if this resonates with you, you would like to join me. I am going to have a fresh start February challenge, free challenge group. So, and it's going to be like a habit challenge. So if you're interested in that, DM me on Instagram, Simplified Savvy, and or the Savvy Scoop Pod, and let me know if you want in, and I can give you more information when I have it. So, okay. I do, as much as I'm always, honestly, I don't particularly like to take the time to look back. I'm like, what's the next goal? What's the next goal? What's the next goal? It's so important to look back, celebrate our wins. Like, honestly, we're just like moving on to the next thing. Celebrate all the things, big and small, that you accomplished this past year. I bet you if you just like take some time and scroll through your phone for the last year and just look at your photos, there are so many moments and things that you've completely forgotten about that were really amazing. Maybe they're not like sticking out in your mind as these massive things, but the small moments are just as wonderful. And the small wins are just as wonderful. The beauty is in the journey. So we'd have to look back. It also helps us when we look back, because maybe there's some things that we want to do that we completely forgot about. And we're like, oh yeah, I've got to add that. I didn't do that. Something prompts you to remember. And okay, we really want to do it for this coming year. Or there are things that you did this year that you want to keep doing. So I was listening to the Mel Robbins podcast the other day, and she said, stop, start, continue. What are the things that you want to stop doing this coming year? What do you want to start doing? And then what do you want to continue doing? So it goes with your allow, like it helps with the continue, because you can reflect and think about the things that you've done that you want to keep doing. Also, what have you done that you don't want to do? And then the start is looking ahead for the next year. Here are my goals. So it's really the perfect little formula. I'm going to be vulnerable here because I do want to show all sides. And while I am very happy in my life, there's always room for improvement. I am a huge personal development, you know, person. I like, if we're not changing what we're saying the same, no, we're not here for that. We're here for improving. So I'm going to share it all with you, and hopefully it helps to spark some ideas or motivation for you to do your own reflection and planning for this year so that you don't feel behind. Okay. Don't feel behind. Behind what? Behind like who said, like why is January 1st this magic date? It doesn't have to be the magic date. Your magic date can be whatever the heck you want. Mine is February 1st. That's what I'm doing. So I do like to have a date because again, the freshness and the fresh start feels good, but you can pick whatever date you want that to be. So I'm a big word of the year fan. Excuse me. I'm a big word of the year fan. I don't know. It just sets like a nice tone for the year. So last year, mine was alignment. And I'm actually using it again this year because last year, I feel like I was starting to get things into alignment, but not as much as I should have. And so this year, I feel I'm already starting to make those changes now. So alignment and also rise, because we are going to rise to the occasion. My friend Natalie shared that that is actually like the energy, I think is what she said, for 2024. And I'm here for it. So I'm stealing that one because I really like it. Rise. We're rising to the occasion. We are leaving all the negative crapola in the last year, and we are going for it anyways. We're not going to do the imposter syndrome. We're not going to doubt ourselves. We are going to take, you know, the bull by the horns, and we are going to rise to the occasion, and we are going to put ourselves out there in 2024. Okay. Well, I am. That's my goal. So, okay. So in the, so there's a few different like overarching areas that I'll look at. So the first one is health. So the things that I want to, what I did that I was happy about is I kept going all year, even in the summer, which is when I fell off a bit last year. So I was super proud of myself for that. I put off doctor. So stopping, we're not going to do that. I was putting off doctor's appointments, but I am fixing that now. So that's good. But yeah, I was like, while I was taking care of my health in a lot of ways, I was not, you know, keeping on top of the doctor appointments for myself. For everybody else, yes, but not for me. So we're going to work on that. And I, so the things that I want to do in 2024, I want to get back to walking more, because it, when I don't do it, I feel it, if, especially outside. If I don't get outside, it's just not as good. Doing, getting my steps in inside is just not the same for me. When I did 75 hard 2 years ago, you have to be outside every day for 45 minutes. And I did it in January, February, and March. So like the worst months here. in Canada and many other places, but definitely here. So, but that winter was the best winter I've ever had mentally. Because, I mean, the winters can be dreary as heck, right? There's no sun. I mean, sometimes there's sun, but there's not. Like right now, it has been like rainy and a little bit snowy and just no sun. So it can be a little, you know, some of us get some seasonal affective disorder. I think that's what it's called. Sad. But that winter that I got outside every day, honestly, I felt incredible. So I want to get back to doing that, get better about my evening routine. I'm getting better at going to bed earlier, but the evening routine itself has been lacking. And I really do feel great when I'm bookending my day. Like I have a great morning routine, but bookending it with that really good evening routine. And I also want to push harder in my workouts to get some new results because I feel great about how things are going, but it's time to, like, you know, up the weights and see if we can get some new muscles to show through. So those are my health goals. Relationships. I spent lots of quality time at home, so I'm very happy about that. I have found that my boundaries were getting a little blurred with the work at home, with the kids around after school and things like that. Sometimes leaking into the weekends, which is not awful, but like, I mean, I didn't start this business to do that. I did it to be flexible and spend more time with my family. So working when they're around is really not what I'm after. So what I want to do in 2024, shut down at 3, hard stop at 3 to be more present. Also stick with I've actually set aside time in my calendar for social media. I was a social media manager up until, you know, well, I still am a social media manager, but I was, my business is shifting a bit now. I still have my certain clients, but for everyone else, I'm not doing social media management anymore. But I was up until, you know, the end of the year. So, you know, it's hard for me to stick with that, but I really want to put the phone down this year. Really, I want to put the phone down. Not share, because I mean, I'm an open book and I love to share my life on social media. I know maybe lots of you think that's super lame, but I do. I enjoy it. I find it fun. Instagram has been a nice place for me so far. Hopefully we can keep it that way. But I do want to put the phone down. No more multitasking. Just like, here's the time that you have to be on social. This is the time of the day that you set aside. And then when that time is over, put the phone down. Also, I want all of us, my family, to spend more screen-free quality time together. So yeah, that's putting the phone down is and shutting down my workday at 3 on the dot to be more present. Those are my big goals for 2024. Investments. We did invest some things in our home this year, which was wonderful because we use it and it's beautiful. And I realized that I haven't shown some of the before and afters, but I am going to have our designer, Alexis, on the podcast at some point this year. So I will make sure that, I mean, I'm going to get her to talk about all that kind of fun home design stuff. And I will show you the transformation that she was able to create for us because it was so amazing. I do feel like I was more conscious about my spending in 2023. I mean, maybe my husband would disagree, but for me, I really felt like I'm the spender in the family. Like he is the saver. He is an accountant. So, I mean, what am I to do here? But that's good. We can't both be spenders, right? But I do feel like I was more conscious, at least, of my spending. But I mean, definitely I could be better. There's always room for improvement. So what I really want to do this year actually is start educating myself more on trading and investing and things like that. I have a couple books ready to read. So reading is also one of my goals for this year, which I'll get to, I think. But I have books already from females. I really want to listen to these smart women in finance because there's just like so much bro marketing and bro advice that is just not helpful for for women, I just don't think. So there, I follow some great accounts and have some books ready to read. So that is what I want to do. I also have some, you know, business and home projects that I want to save for. I also really want to work on my money mindset. I'm going to have somebody on the podcast this year for sure to discuss money mindset, because I definitely think that I have some blocks around this, and I know many of you do too. So we're going to work on our money mindset this year. In terms of my business, if I'm honest, 2023 was a good year in that things stayed the same, which was wonderful, because I know from many people that I talked to, business was really extra tough in 2023. It was a hard year for a lot of people, and I really feel that small businesses, all businesses really, were having a tough time. So in that, I kept my current clients. That was amazing. And I started my podcast, which I feel like I really celebrated. I was really excited, but also I really need to take a minute to, like, I had been dreaming of this for many years, and I did it. I finally just started it. So that was a huge win. So while my business didn't grow and expand last year, I did start the podcast, which was a huge win. So I'm taking that win. I'm just going to be really honest here. I didn't grow. Everything stayed the same, which again is wonderful, because I have a group of incredible clients who I freaking adore. They've been with me for multiple years now, and I love them so, so much. And thank God that they stayed with me so I can have some steady income. You know, I'm not knocking that. Being able to maintain is still really, really great. But I think there were areas where I could have grown, and I didn't. I certainly didn't market myself efficiently. I was all over the place with what to do with this next phase of my business. Lots of procrastination, money spent on the wrong things, if I'm honest. So business is going to, we're going to put a real focus on it this year and grow. That the idea is to shift, which I am shifting into healthy habits and accountability coaching, because that is really where my passion lies. I've made such a big transformation in my own life, and I really just want to help other people do it. And it isn't as intimidating or as hard as so many people may think or as other people make it seem. Just start small and slow and give yourself the time and the space. That is massive. And so many people give up before they've given themselves enough time. So I just really want to help you so that you can also live your best life, because it's possible. It really is. And I just want to help. That's all I want to do. I love it so much. It lights me up. I know, habits, whatever, I'm a nerd about it, but I just love it. They are the key to happiness, if you ask me. So anyways, I have so many ideas for things that I can do to take this. I would love to start a community around this podcast and do some fun things in there. I want to coach. I'm going to offer some like challenges and just share a lot more of my life in hopes that it helps you even more. It is time to move on. It is time to walk in my purpose. The time is now. So here we go. We're getting in alignment. So in all things in the business. Personally, I had so many incredible personal experiences. Honestly, 2023, my whole family was just like, this is the year of you. I mean, I turned 40, and I just really loved turning 40. I embraced turning 40 because I just think the 40s are going to be better than the 30s were. I mean, honestly, up until 38, I was a hot mess. Honestly, me personally was a hot mess. So turning 40 in 2023 was incredible. I literally had something fun on my calendar every single month. I had experiences with my girlfriends. My sister took me away. My family had a party for me. And then we also just did so many other fun things. I went to concerts. We went on a bunch of like vacations. There's things I'm forgetting. There's just so much we spent. I really had wonderful personal experiences. So I'm not going to pretend like I didn't. Last year was, while it was harder in business, it was a great year for me personally. So, you know, it's never going to be a perfect balance. Who knows? Maybe this coming year if I'm more focused on my business, things won't be as good personally. And I don't want that either. So, you know, there's trade-offs for everything. We can never be in perfect balance. So we'll see. I do want to, like I said, put the phone down a little more and less scrolling, more reading. So my goal is one novel because I love personal development, but I don't always love reading the personal development books, but I know there are so many good ones and I don't like listening to books. So I thought maybe I could listen to books because I love a podcast, but no, audiobooks are certainly not it for me. So I do want to read the personal development books, but what I'm doing is reading 10 pages of personal development book a day. And then I get to follow that up with reading my novel because I really just prefer to read a novel, but I trick my brain. Yeah, and give myself a little reward. So if I read my 10 pages of my personal development book, then I'm allowed to move on to my novel. So that's where we're at with that. So I've been like so bad with my reading the last few years, but every time I like finish a book, I get so excited and I just really do love to read. So I'm like, why do I need to keep scrolling? So we're sticking with the phone times, the times for social media, and then we're putting the phone away and we are reading. We are picking up the books. Okay. Spirituality is the other area. I did take a lot of time to reflect this year. I do feel like I'm a very reflective person. Is that what it is? Reflective? Anyways, and I did take a lot of time to like soak things in. I do feel like I was more present this year. So in that way, I felt good. But I do feel like I was really good with my gratitude and visioning and things like that for a while, but I've certainly gotten away from it. So I would like to get back to my daily gratitude and vision work and my affirmations. And I also, during the pandemic, I was watching my church services online and I just really enjoyed that. And with activities that we have on Sundays, I can't go to church, but I enjoyed watching it. They would live stream it on YouTube and then I could watch it later. And I got away from that and I would really like to do that again and maybe get back to actually attending in person if the schedule allows come the fall. As of right now, that's not possible, but I would feel good if I was at least watching the church service. Spirituality can mean different things to everyone. You don't have to do that. That's just what feels good to me. So after this, after you've done this kind of exercise, you're going to get specific and actually figure out like when in the year you're going to work on these things so they don't get lost in the shuffle and put them in your calendar. This is key. If you have, again, habits like less scrolling, more reading, okay, well then put in your calendar when you're going to be on your phone, the exact times. Put in your calendar and stick to it and the times that you're going to read. Because then you'll actually accomplish it by the end of the year. I'm like a huge advocate for getting this stuff in your calendar because it makes the space. I've talked about this in my goal setting podcast episode. Making the space is the part that so many people miss and is the reason why likely if you are not reaching your goals, that's why you're not giving yourself the space. You're writing it down like you've got this beautiful list. Okay, but what are we doing with this list? Like how are you going to remember to do all these things? How are you going to make sure that this list isn't sitting up here again next year and is your goals for next year again because you didn't accomplish any of them, because you didn't give yourself the space, because you didn't put it in your calendar? Okay, sorry. But again, these things can't become a habit if you don't put them in your calendar and start doing them often. Okay? So, sorry, that's my habits rant for a minute. But Please do this exercise because it's so helpful. It really is. And again, I really think it'll make you feel good about so many of the things that you did accomplish in this past year and give you some renewed, you know, energy for the coming year. But please, please take it and do something with it so that you actually stick to it. And if you want help with that, like I mentioned, I am going to be doing a Fresh Start February Healthy Habits Challenge. So join us because then you can get a, you know, a real kickstart on your new year and I will help to hold you accountable at least for February. And then hopefully that helps to keep you going for the rest of the year. So again, if you want more information about that, DM me at Simplified Savvy on Instagram or at the Savvy Scoop Pod on Instagram. That is it for the 2023-2024 reflection goal setting. I would love to hear what you take away from this podcast episode and what your how you're feeling after you reflect and your goals. So again, share things with me. I love to connect and talk about all this stuff. That's it for today. I will see you next time.